Technical specialist from the Inter-American Institute for Cooperation on Agriculture, AICA, Michael Dalton said during today's launch that the EPP, which is funded under the 10th European Development Fund, EDF, is a regional program which has the potential to completely transform how agricultural production takes place in the region.
The Agriculture Policy Program is truly a regional program, which aims to contribute to the efforts of member states in the CARIFORUM area to develop their agriculture and food industries in a meaningful and sustainable way. Overall objective of the APP is to contribute to enhancing the regional capabilities of the agricultural sector in eradicating poverty. The APP is ultimately aimed at ensuring that small producers in CARIFORUM countries are more effectively integrated into national, regional, and international markets. This program specifically aims to increase the capability of the regional agricultural development agencies also to address the development needs of smallholder agriculture. This recognizes the need to strengthen the institutional environment that supports agricultural development and hence adds value at the regional level.
Technical specialist from the Inter-American Institute for Cooperation on Agriculture, AICA, Michael Dalton. Representative from the Caribbean Agricultural Research and Development Institute, CARDI, Dr. Gregory Robbins said that the commodity which has been chosen for development under the project in St. Vincent and the Grenadines is sweet potato.
The target commodity unanimously selected for St. Vincent is sweet potato. And obviously, it's not a commodity that's new to us, and it's not a commodity that the production systems are not understood, and there's a lot of technology to support the production systems. But what I think I'd like to tell you this morning is the outcomes of the actions that are expected, all right? Because this project has very serious guidelines that we have to follow, and they expect, after the actions, that production and productivity of the selected commercial and nutritionally valuable agricultural produce is improved.
Representative from the Caribbean Agricultural Research and Development Institute, CARDI, Dr. Gregory Robin. Meanwhile, Minister of Agriculture, Saboto Caesar, has called for more to be taught in schools about local agriculture to ensure that more Vincentians become aware of the benefits which can be derived from agriculture. He noted that this will have significant positive development on the local agricultural sector.
One of the other main challenges that we face, and I am saying this here publicly, I am going to write about it because I want it to be fully appreciated and understood, because I think it is a vexing problem in our quest to develop our agricultural sector. For far too long, our education system, as it focuses on the dissemination formally of information as it relates to agriculture, the syllabus studied by the agriculture students and by the geography students, is not focused on the development of agriculture in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. There are students who would ace a question on the impact of Gaisuko, but do not understand and appreciate the importance, or may not have heard of, the Arrowroot Association.
Minister of Agriculture, Saboto Caesar. I'm Ricardo Wilson reporting for NBC News.